I'm Marco Werman, and you're with the world. Welcome to the show, and for President Trump, a warm welcome in Paris today. Trump flew there to meet with French President Emmanuel Macron and to attend tomorrow's Bastille Day military parade. This year, the parade will commemorate the 100th anniversary of America's entry into World War I, so it makes sense for the president to be there. But let's face it, perhaps Trump was also hoping to get away from all the nagging Russia questions back home. Didn't happen. At his press conference with Macron today, a reporter asked Trump about his son's meeting with a Russian lawyer during last year's campaign, the lawyer who was supposed to produce some dirt on Hillary Clinton. And in response, the president again defended Don Jr.
I have a son who's a great young man. He's a fine person. He took a meeting with a lawyer from Russia. It lasted for a very short period, and nothing came of the meeting. And I think it's a meeting that most people in politics probably would have taken. Mr. President?
Macron said he thought it was important not to interfere in someone else's domestic life. And then Trump jumped back in.
What a good answer that is.
Reporter Adeline Sia is in Paris. So, Adele, first of all, what does Trump hope to get out of this trip to France?
Well, other than a nice, glamorous vacation of 2 days, he's not exactly a popular guest in Europe. He's not the most popular world leader, I would say, maybe anywhere. So this visit to France may actually improve his image. I think he's wishing that some of the popularity of Emmanuel Macron is rubbing off on him. And when he goes home, you know, he has maybe a better image himself of France and better prospects for working with France.
So if Macron is so popular, what's in it for him? Could it bring down his popularity in France?
Macron is a new president, right? And he's young and untested in many ways. So it's almost like Donald Trump became Emmanuel Macron's special project. You know, many leaders in Europe have decided to ignore Trump. I mean, Angela Merkel is not really excited to meet him, and Trump's visit to England was canceled. So Macron saw an opportunity there to emerge, in fact, as a leader in Europe and say, I can do this, I can take care of this, and I will make sure that we continue to have an open line with the United States.
And yet, on the surface, Trump and Macron really don't seem to have much in common.
That's true. But if you start with what they do have in common, they both came from a business background. And in fact, Trump at the press conference himself said, you know, well, your president here, Emmanuel Macron, is intending to cut down on bureaucracy. And that's true. I mean, Macron has said that he would probably try to cut a third out of members of parliament. So they're trying to find some common ground. I don't think there is much, but there may be enough to maintain a good relationship.
There's a lot of pomp and circumstance on this trip, the visit to Napoleon's tomb, the Eiffel Tower, a military parade. Is there a sense that this is what Trump wants to see, or is Macron trying to show off French grandeur and power to his American guest?
Well, I think you answered the question. I think Macron thinks that Trump wants to see a lot of French grandeur. For any American head of state visiting in the same day Napoleon's tomb, the Élysée Palace, the presidential palace, and the Eiffel Tower, that's a pretty good touring day, I would say, pretty good sightseeing day. You have the whole history, military and otherwise, the history of France. You have the tomb of Napoleon, which is a lot of marble, a lot of gilded sculptures, which actually Donald Trump may really like. And finally, what could be more glamorous than a dinner at the Eiffel Tower? So certainly, if Macron wants to be in Trump's good graces, I think he really hit it right on the head here. He really did it exactly right. And do not forget that tomorrow Trump is going to be privileged to see a military parade, the Bastille Day, July 14, military parade on the Champs-Élysées. And, you know, we all know that Trump likes a military parade and apparently wanted one for his own inauguration. So in a way, he'll be treated to what he likes best. About maybe official visits. So I think all around, he's going to have a pretty good time in France. And he already said at the press conference, you have a beautiful, peaceful city, and I'm coming back. So I think that Macron has already won a few points with Trump, and that may help along a lot of people in a lot of nations.
Reporter Adeline Sia in Paris, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Marco.